"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
I'm watching a video in some of the news story. They put old Joe in front of a video monitor today, Biden, to show the press that, you know, he's still alive.
Or his body doubles alive.
Maybe. It looks like Joe to me, though. I mean, I'm not an expert. You have to be pretty good. That's not the actual audio. That's
that was his appearance. That was it.
Well, actually, we're getting that audio. I wanted to have it, and I noticed it wasn't on our list. And because it says he did sound really full of phlegm.
Phlegmy?
Yeah, he admitted a phlegmy cough. As one of the White House people spoke, and then he apologized and said, "I'm feeling much better than I sound." But you know what? The purpose of the appearance, because they had an economist there to try to point out, I guess, the only small good thing they can point out when it comes to the economy and inflation, that gas prices have been falling for 38 days in a row now. You know, you can... you can find gas for $3.99 or less at more than 30,000 gas stations in more than 35 states. Boy, they dug that little nugget out, didn't they?
So he's not responsible for any of the price increase, but he's entirely responsible for the decrease.
That's right. He's doing a victory lap over the decrease.
I see. Okay.
Now, I don't see anything in the quotes where he claimed that we took credit for it, because this is what we did.
But just by announcing it, that's what he's doing.
Well, he said, "We've been working really hard to bring the price down, but there isn't really any..."
How do you work? How do you work hard?
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, that's what he cited. The million barrels a day, that has no impact. That's so minimal based on the daily usage.
On the world supply? Because the prices are based on the world supply and the world demand.
Right.
So...
And then he brought up that old stupid argument about we have existing federal leases. They should be drilling more oil.
Yeah, it's extremely misleading. Now, he's full of crap. But you know what? I think the case has already been settled. I saw one poll. His approval rating is down to 31%. I think people have changed the channel on him. I really do. I don't think there's anything he's going to say that's going to get anyone to pay attention.
A lot can happen. I always tell people... George H.W. Bush had like a 95% approval rating during the Persian Gulf War, lost the next year.
Well, guys on top of the world could fall down the mountain. Guy who's already lying at the bottom of the mountain isn't going to climb back to the top.
That's true. He had okay approval ratings when he first took over.
Every day, there's another little brain cell going pop.
Is that what you're seeing?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Just look at the videos. Just space them out every 6 months.
What he's got on this pretty bare desk, he's got a loose leaf binder that's open, right? So he's got the notes in front of him, I guess. So it's got, it replaces the teleprompter. There's a bag of cough drops, a cup of coffee. It almost looks like a stopwatch is on the table. Or maybe it's just his watch and a pen.
To check his heartbeat?
And, of course, the old landline telephone is sitting there.
That's great. Got a lot of confidence.
Well, gas prices are below $6 now here, right? In a lot of places. Is that what I'm you're not hearing much about it anymore? So,
It's still obscenely high in the fives.
That's right.
The fives are disgusting.
You always said up like a rocket and down like a feather.
I there's nothing I hate more than when a price goes to something super absurd, right? I think the most I paid is $6.79. And then it goes down. Oh, look at that. It's only $6.20. Look at that. It's $5.99. Are you kidding me? Are you completely out of your mind?
Everything is relative.
I know, but people are so quick. Well, I guess it isn't so bad anymore. What's wrong with you? What do you have the memory of a goldfish?
That's right. We're making strides.
Honestly, it's like the entire society, we're all goldfish. What was that? What was that? Dory, remember?
Yes.
That Dory. Ellen DeGeneres fish.
She voiced the part of Dory, right.
Oh, no, I thought she actually played the part of the fish. She only voiced it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, that's what it was.
That's the movie Dory's a character in.
All right. Well, I mean, remember, every 10 seconds. Whoop.
Right, no memory. She had no short-term memory.
Right, and the fish don't. I think a lot of animals have very short-term memory. That's how you get. I wish I had that. Oh, I wish I had.
That is what's going to happen with age. So just wait a bit. You're going to remember things from 30 years ago when God knows you already are. You send me stories from 1992 that we covered or something. But you're not going to remember, and you already like that, what you had for lunch or what we said an hour ago.
I would be happy only remembering the last 10 minutes of anything.
Your life is that horrible.
I'd be perfectly content if, you know, every 10 minutes, everything was new.
I know people, too, that they do love nostalgia. They really want to send, like, you like to send photos from 30 years ago with memories. Mm-hmm.
Well, most people
just hate today, I guess.
Not everything is better in society. A lot of things are worse, and not everybody's life is better. And I think it's natural
look at yourself. You're wealthier. You know, you have a better life than you had 30 years ago, where you were living out of your car like a homeless guy.
And yeah, but that didn't bother me.
It did not. I'll admit I was there. It did not bother you. And strange enough, I didn't find it that unusual to comment on it much, except when I would open the car door to get in for a ride and all the trash would come piling out. I'm like, gotta wade my way through the hamburger bags and then come over to the house. I try to sit down, but there's another urine stain on the couch.
That wasn't mine.
Somewhere else.
No, that wasn't mine.
It was not yours. No, okay. I know that, but
those
I'm
were
saying
other guests.
It was in your rental.
Other unruly guests.
I have a whole list of things I had to avoid.
Well, we used to say, that's Ken's seat. Don't touch it.
But, you know, I had appreciation for your poverty. I tried to understand.
I know, you were living pretty high.
And you spend most of your money drinking, as I recall.
Well, that's how you get through.
You live like on top of a bar. It's like around the corner.
Yeah, I like that.
That house in Elmira is around the corner from some bar.
That was
right?
A good time.
And see, you do remember that nostalgically.
Sure, I don't remember being unhappy at all.
You were a young, free man drinking
right.
Your night away.
That's right.
Too bad you had a morning show. You'd wake up, oh my God.
Fortunately, there were records.
Yeah, exactly right. We got a lot of great guests today. Two in a row, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. We got to fight Barbara Ferrer. We just have to. Seriously, 1 week from today, the indoor mask mandate is coming back. Business groups are fighting against it, and parents groups because of this dopey schools. So I know it's still July, but there will be school before
and
you know it.
She's running around in crowded situations without one.
She was at the All-Star game like you. Did you see her there?
No, I did not. It's probably good that I didn't.
That's apparently what's being shared on social media. Pictures of a maskless Barbara Ferrer at the All-Star game at Dodger Stadium. Can you imagine? Why would she take that risk?
Well, we got a long list of those people. We got Garcetti, Newsom.
Transmission is high.
I know you're not supposed to be in crowded outdoor areas either.
I don't know. Is that her guideline now? I've given up.
You're not supposed to talk to people. Don't you know that's the guideline?
Oh, not in person, just on Zoom.
So that's right.
In the room with
people,
you.
You only see people on Zoom.
Right.
On a screen.
Then maybe we should all just, if we're in person, use sign language.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't transmit the virus, does it?
Sign language?
Yeah, I would think not.
Probably not.
Hand motions? Or?
But I haven't seen any science on that.
Yes, we do.
I only go by the science.
We need to do a very detailed study. All right, well, we're going to have our guests coming on. But when we come back, in case you missed it, later in the show yesterday, another big one from the world of our L.A. County District Attorney, George Gascon, which is getting national media attention. A convicted murderer who benefited from Gascon's reforms and the dreaded Prop 57. He was freed very early from prison after killing a man. But because he was under 18, that's where the benefit part comes in. And he's been arrested again. We'll give you a quick summary of that story. And we come back. We got a keyword, John. A keyword. I bet you can't guess it.
No.
No.
I shouldn't guess it. It would confuse people if I started guessing it.
Plus, you'd have an inside track if you knew the keyword before it's revealed.
Yeah. No, I already typed it in. Yeah.
That's coming up next.
I already won.
What?
I already won. Shh. Don't tell anybody. John and Ken, KFI.
All right. In a moment, we have about 30 seconds of Biden from this video appearance he made today to show the reporters that he's alive. Right now, though, chance at some money.
Now, your chance to win $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Money. That's money. M-O-N-E-Y. Enter it now at KFIAM640.com/cash. Powered by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you're hurt in an accident, winning is everything. Call the winning attorneys at Sweet James. 800-500-5200. That's 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
If you win, we'll send you an email. So stare at your screen until it comes. Check your junk and spam folders if it falls there. Listen to KFI for the winning keyword every weekday morning from 9 a.m. the 9 a.m. hour to the 5 p.m. hour. Next chance to win is next hour at 3:20.
All right. Oh, we do have 30 seconds of Biden today. He was on video sitting at a desk.
I'm going to put a mask on while listening to this.
That's right. He says he's feeling better, but we don't know that he sounded that good. Here we go.
Let me start by apologizing my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound. You know, we're meeting today on gas prices, and we have some really good news. Gas prices are coming down. In fact, gas prices have fallen every day this summer for 38 days in a row. Now, you know, you can find gas for $3.99 or less in more than 30,000 gas stations in more than 35 states. In some cities, it's down almost a dollar from last month.
There you go. Wow. It was really worth it to stick him at a desk on a video monitor to tell people about gas prices because that's all they got.
They got nothing. They got nothing. Let me see. What's the average gas price here in California? That's all that matters. Oh, look at that. For regular, it's $5.78.
See?
There you go. $5.78.
Well, wait a minute.
He's babbling about $3.99 at 30,000 stations, and we're almost $2 higher here.
I saw in my archives a story you passed along a couple of months ago that California gas prices could be $7 to $7.50 a gallon by August. Ha-ha!
Another wrong prediction from the experts.
I don't know who wrote the article. I just saw the title.
That wasn't my prediction.
No, but you forwarded the article. Like,
I did forward the
article. We're going to hell.
Forwarding the article means that I endorse the prediction? No, it doesn't. It means I forwarded you the article.
Okay, that's a shifty little disclaimer.
I forward all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, that's true.
I like to forward wrong predictions.
You're the one that says they're worthless anyway, so well, even the ones that predict high gas prices.
They're wrong. See, my premise is all these experts are mostly wrong.
Yeah. That's what everybody wanted to do.
578.
Below 6.
Yeah.
We were stuck above 6 for a long time.
He's prattling about 399. And how many crooked news operations today are going to run the clip of Biden saying $3.99 at 30,000 stations and not say that the average California price is $5.78.
Oh, they should pause. If they run that, they should say not anywhere around here.
Pay attention as you listen to the news. See if anybody does that.
They may not even play that propaganda. It's kind of nonsense. Let's talk about the big story we had later in the show yesterday concerning the L.A. County District Attorney, George Gascon. We have a murderer. by the name of Andres Cachu, who was convicted back in 2016. Back in 2015, he killed a man by the name of Luis Amila, a 41-year-old. Cachu was a gangbanger. It was some, they were trying to steal his bicycle, Amila's bicycle. And they shot him for it because I guess he probably resisted. He got 50 years to life. And this, of course, is a time when we had Jackie Lacey as L.A. County D.A. and we actually prosecuted murderers. But he was just days short of his 18th birthday. So along comes Prop 57 and along comes George Gascon. And one of George Gascon's big directives is we're not going to treat people under the age of 18 harsh in the criminal justice system. So they look for ways to help anybody that committed a crime when they were even just days short, or even murder, if they were just days short of their 18th birthday. And they got that with Prop 57, which kind of allowed the whole thing to go through the system again. So the prosecutor's office could have made the case in court that, yeah, it was right to try him as an adult, and here's why. But they made no such case. And the person that was responsible for making no such case was a woman by the name of Alyssa Blair, a former public defender that Gascon moved over to the DA's office, and he nudged out a guest we had on the show yesterday, a deputy DA, who was handling the case.
And Alyssa Blair is an infamous radical who, when the George Floyd protests were happening, sent out a message on social media, burn it all down.
Yes.
So that is Alyssa Blair's attitude. That does it mean all Los Angeles? I mean, does that mean everybody's home, everybody's business? Burn it all down? And and she's a top Gascon assistant.
She's leaving, though. The New York Post is reporting here that she's leaving at the end of the month. And Gascon said Alyssa will always be an ally in the movement for criminal justice reform, basically wishing her well.
Reform. They have all their George Orwell phrases. Criminal justice reform, which means you let out a cold-blooded murderer after 6 years. If I hear that word reform one more time, honest to God.
It's all in the language, isn't it?
It is. And it's always, it's repeated.
It's criminal justice dismantling is what it is.
It's destruction. Dismantling, destruction, demolishment. We're
going to have reform. We're going to have reform.
Your reform is letting a guy loose who pumped a number of bullets into some poor man's head over a bicycle. That's your reform.
So, Cachu, basically, the prosecutor's office stood down Gascon and this Alyssa Blair. So the judge really had no choice but to say, well, then he can go free. Because if he's treated as a juvenile, he's served enough time. And by the age of 25, you're allowed to go free. And he was just short of age 25.
The judge didn't want to do it. In fact, he gave a lecture to Alyssa Blair about it.
That's right. He just... There's nothing he could do about it, but he felt like this was the wrong thing to do.
I think a judge should always have the right to override this nonsense. Really. What's the point of having a judge? Why don't we just have Alyssa Blair decide all this, right? She can decide who goes and who stays. She'd decide that everybody should go. If you're going to let this guy out after this brutal murder, well, why is anybody in prison? Why isn't everybody out? Well, that's what they're getting to.
Right. So he gets released, and he got arrested again just the other night. They found him slumped over the steering wheel of a parked car. They woke him up. They think he was under the influence of drugs. They think he had a gun in his waistband, but he drove away the wrong way and crashed. And so they took him into custody. They think he ditched the gun, but it was later found by deputies. He was obviously under the influence. The deputies also found many drugs in the car, 11 new charges. Now, wait a minute. This goes back to Gascon. Isn't he just going to say, oh, you know, he deserves more chances? And that, by the way, was a statement that came from Gascon's office. They were just disappointed. We're frustrated to see he is struggling, was in their press release.
He's struggling. He's not struggling. He's doing what he was born to do, which is commit brutal crimes. That's his purpose on Earth. He's not struggling. He's actually very successful at it.
We are disappointed to learn that Mr. Cachu has not availed himself of the support that he so clearly needs. Wow. This is how they dismiss all this.
Well, because
they release these people, and this guy's a murderer, and they act like, oh well, you know,
there were
support services there for him, but he didn't take advantage, and we're sad about that.
That's the thing. It used to be they would claim that some people maybe were wrongfully imprisoned, right? Then they're claiming that it's a matter of race. Well, he's not black. He's not been wrongfully imprisoned. He had a proper trial. The trial was not invalidated. This is why you have to stop. Everyone's got to stop wasting time with their silly, distracting arguments. They have one mission, that all the prisoners be released, regardless of what they did. That is the mission. And what they're really good at doing, because people are used to traditional arguments and they're used to traditional people in government, they end up sucking you into some kind of side debate. Don't get sucked into a side debate. Their idea, and Prop 57 was passed to do exactly this, let everybody out. If you shoot a guy multiple times and murder him, and you only get 6 years, well,
yeah, I don't know whose definition of justice that is.
They don't want anyone in prison. There is no definition of justice for them. It's that nobody goes to prison. Period. That's why there's no bail. You don't even go to jail for a night. And then if you actually murder somebody, you don't. Look at that! What happened to that gubernatorial candidate in New York? He got attacked by a guy with some kind of sharp knife-like object. Now, this is a Republican running for the governor of New York. He's one of the two main candidates. He accosts him, and they both end up on the ground wrestling each other. And the bad guy gets no bail, no jail, because New York has the same wacky laws that we do. This is what we're going to have here. And you know what I think is going to happen? There's going to be some colossal, horrific tragedy that's going to shake everybody.
I thought the shooting deaths of the two Almaty police officers might be that tragedy. That's somebody that benefited from Gascon's policy, that striker.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be. We're not there yet.
It's going to be a young girl.
Well, what about the poor girl that was stabbed in the furniture store?
I thought that one would have a big effect, and it didn't.
Right. That's what's scary. Woken us up about dangerous homeless people.
Yeah.
And it didn't. Nothing's changed.
So what does that mean? Is there no victim that's
going to shake people enough?
Yeah. Know? Yeah. That's sympathetic enough or tragic enough or
to
horrific
make
enough.
To people wake up and go, oh my God, we got to change things.
Yeah.
We got to get these people out.
People, the way human nature is, they only react after something horrible happens. We got to take a break.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken.
All right, 1 week from today, if you're in L.A. County, you're supposed to go back to masking indoors in public places. We'll talk about it first next hour with the leader of a business group in L.A. County, which is not happy with this decision and thinks it should be left up for people to decide on their own. We're talking about the latest atrocity from the office of the L.A. County District Attorney, George Gascon, a murderer. Who, because he was days short of his 18th birthday and then got a 50-year sentence for killing a man because he was resisting this gang member from stealing his bicycle, is been released. He actually got released in 2021 thanks to Prop 57 and George Gascon's office. Gascon knocked aside the deputy DA dealing with the case and instead installed a woman by the name of Alyssa Blair, who was a public defender, to handle the case. Under Prop 57, they could have gone into court and presented evidence to the judge. His name, by the way, is Brian C. Yep, Y-E-P, trying to convince him that this man should continue to be in prison. They wouldn't. They didn't. Yep said there's been negligence and inadvertence on the part of various entities throughout. It's ended up in this position, and the court had nowhere to go with this.
Yeah, that's too polite. That's judge speak for... what the F is going on.
He said there is no evidence that provides the court with anything to keep you in custody any longer.
It's not
And here's my favorite part. He asked Kachu, what are you going to do with your life? You want to hear the quote? My main thing is I want to be a motivational speaker. To be able to go to juvenile hall and juvenile camps and talk to people and try to lead them in the right direction and just give them my testimony and try to get them to help before they end up in the situation I was in.
And Alyssa Blair wrote that out for him. That's what they do. On the record, this is what he says. So in case there's any further problem with his release, they can look at the paper trail and said, well, here's what he testified in court, you know, under, I don't know, does perjury cover this? When you tell a judge that these are your plans, you're telling the truth. And, of course, he doesn't speak like that. Probably didn't know what half the words meant. But Alyssa Blair coaches him to say that so that there's a cover story, knowing the media will print that paragraph and make it seem like, yes, just a young kid who got caught up in a weird situation, impulsive mistake. Well, yesterday he gets arrested with 11 charges. And it's only
must have been on his way to do some motivational speaking.
But, yeah. You know, well, you know, you have
he's got drugs. He's got a gun. What do you think he's doing with his life these days?
You know, it's actually a smart business move, because if you want to draw a crowd to your speeches, you got to hand out meth and cocaine at the end.
And especially young people.
That'll lure a bigger crowd. Sure. If you know you're getting free meth and coke. Yeah, sure.
And plus, if they're thinking about leaving the room, you got the gun. Stay right there.
That's right.
You got to get the rest of my speech. Please, you're right. I forgot about all these things.
Please stay to
a good public defender would make that case.
Please stay to the end of the program. You know, I want to play this clip. We never got to play it yesterday. By the way, Ed Wiley was the original prosecutor who is going to handle the resentencing, and he was the one who was pushed aside for this radical whack job, Alyssa Blair. He was on our show for a half hour yesterday. It was extraordinary as he laid out what happened. So if you have a chance later today, listen to the 5 o'clock hour of yesterday's show and listen to Ed Wiley and feel the anger and frustration that he and I'd say 98% of the deputy DAs are feeling working under Gascon. It was really powerful, especially for me, because I was in the room with him. And you could see that he's devoted his entire life to putting monsters like this away, and now he's not allowed to. And this guy is just one of the worst of the worst. And this is who Gascon and Alyssa Blair are embracing. I mean, just the most violent, vicious monsters that can be produced.
Alyssa Blair is a deputy DA, but also considered a special assistant to Gascon. Basically, her job, she came over as a public defender, was to go in there and handle those cases where they really want freedom for the killers. And that was, in this case, Andrew Cashew. What we're going to play for you now is a conversation between Cashew's mother, Bertha, and Andrew Cashew, because there was a May 10th hearing last year at an Antelope Valley courthouse, and Bertha Cashew apparently had been talking to Alyssa Blair and was very excited to tell her son that this deputy district attorney was on their side. We have some of the audio.
Hey, you know who that was? Andrew, you know who that was?
Who
is it? That's Gascon's special advisor. Oh, my God. Because she's on the people's side. So she comes out, when she came out, I was talking to Lola outside in the outside, and she just looked at me and she's like, don't worry about it. She just told me like that. She's like, don't worry about it. The way she told me was like, girl, we got this. I was like, just pray, mijo. I'm still like,
yeah.
Never heard a district attorney be on our side.
Right.
And that's crazy. That is crazy, right?
Yeah,
that is unbelievable, man.
Imagine if you're the family
Oh my God.
Of the man that was killed, and you're hearing that conversation between a mother and son, and the son's the murderer of your family member. Hearing that.
He was a 41-year-old guy on a bike. He wasn't a gang member.
No, they just wanted to steal his bike.
They wanted to steal his bike.
That's Louis Amila.
And you hear that woman? And she reminds me of the mother of the crazy guy who shot the two El Monte cops. Listen to these mothers. These mothers are evil. These mothers are bad people.
Did she do for him after he got released, huh? Probably not much, since he was found in a car with drugs and a gun.
No. She and Alyssa Blair, goes up to her and said, don't worry about him. We got this girl. I mean, that they're subverting our entire justice system. When if she's walking around saying, we got this girl, don't worry about him. This guy viciously shot an innocent man in the head and murdered him over a bike. 41-year-old guy. Wasn't a gang-on-gang shooting. I mean, this is what Gascon put in charge? I mean, no wonder Ed Wiley's head was ready to pop off last night.
And this was preceded by another case we talked about recently, Victor Bibiano. Same thing. He was released in 2021 from prison after serving just 8 years of a life sentence. He killed two people. They were rival gang members, but he killed two and wounded a third back in 2009. Same thing happened. Prop 57 came along because he wasn't 18 at the time of the crime. And same thing. Gascon's office kind of passes. He's released and he's been arrested for the killing of a homeless guy in Pacoima. So there you go. It's a murder. Along with the two police officers on the record of George Gascon and the way he handles the system. And did you see this backhanded, ridiculous explanation that they gave in the Cashew case, saying that we could not make the case that he would not have benefited from juvenile justice reform back when he was first arrested? In other words, they're trying to say when he committed this murder and he first came into the court system, if he had gone through the juvenile justice system instead of the adult court, would it have made him a different person today? And we didn't know that because they took him to adult court. I mean, that's
garbage. That's you know what? That's just more word salad in order to confuse the media. Just they're just throwing out gas. Their purpose is pretty cold-blooded. Let him out, and after the fact, say whatever you have to say to confuse the issue, to dodge the issue, to blame it on somebody else.
All right, we got more coming up. Don't forget, after 3 o'clock, we're a week away from the dopey indoor mask mandate coming back in L.A. County. We're going to talk to a business leader, and then the following hour, a parent of students in L.A. schools who want to fight this as hard as they can. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
All right, we will be talking first to a business group representative to talk about why they are against indoor masking mandates from the county of L.A. that's supposed to be reimposed 1 week from today. That'll come right after the news at 3 o'clock. They're called BizFed. All right. You had mentioned this earlier this hour. It's really worth talking about for two big reasons. A man who would like to be the next governor of New York State is a Republican congressman by the name of Lee Zeldin. He made a campaign stop yesterday, and there's video and pictures and everything to show exactly what happened. A man by the name of David Jacobonis came up to him and tried to stab him with some sort of a bladed weapon during the campaign stop.
It's something that attaches to your keychain, and it's in the shape of a cat's face, and it's really sharp on the edges, like where the ears point out on the cat. That's such a sharp blade, and women use it to protect themselves. It's a like a subtle weapon that you keep in your pocket.
Oh, I can see. I see a picture of it now.
Right. Yeah.
It's on his fingers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could, if you wrap it around your fingers and you're getting attacked by somebody, you could slash somebody's face with it real fast.
Yeah. Apparently, Zeldin grabs the guy's arm to try to stop him from stabbing him, and they grappled a bit. You know, I had something like that years ago when I was working in New York City. One of my family members gave me a little keychain thing for Christmas, and it had a little retractable thing. A little tiny blade came out.
Yeah.
So I was ready.
Yeah. Ready for battle.
I don't think I ever even carried it with me, but it was interesting gift.
That's what people were like. You're working in New York City? Here, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Now.
Here's something to slash somebody's face with.
So this was what it is, attempted murder. Imagine the shock of everybody, and I guess Zeldin predicted this. This man was arraigned overnight on account of second-degree attempted assault and was released on his own recognizance.
No bail. No bail for a guy who might have killed a gubernatorial candidate. I mean, one of the leading candidate for the Republicans.
Yes.
And
apparently his words to Zeldin were, you're done. And it took several attendees to grapple the guy. This guy used to be in the military, and I just read his woeful story. He had so many bad things happen in his life.
Well, Zeldin ended up on the ground with him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the story in the New York Post, one neighbor said that Jacobonis went into a rapid decline after his wife died, and he's going through some kind of mental break.
No.
And but there was always something wrong, something off with him, according to the neighbor. Hadn't worked, it seems, since 2015. I was a smart guy. He studied clinical laboratory sciences in college and criminal justice and psychology. He was a medical laboratory technician for the Army. And something went wrong in his head. But the real point of this is he got out on no bail.
Isn't that strange?
Now, he could go after Zeldin, you know, in 5 minutes and try to finish the job, or somebody else, since it looks like he's got some kind of mental disorder at the moment.
Now, apparently, he was also pretty drunk. He had quite a history of drinking that everyone knew about, his neighbors and stuff.
So there's not going to be any calming down period for him. There's not going to be any treatment. There's not going to be, you could sleep off whatever booze or drugs he's on and see how he is after that. I mean, it used to be that jail was at least good for that. That you'd have a calm down period.
Right.
But now he goes right back out and he's probably very angry and resentful. And he could go after Zeldin or anybody else again. And I just don't understand what good is all. There's no good in this. And it's only in these weird woke states like New York and California. They're not doing this in most of the states of this country.
Yeah, just I know New York passed a bunch of no bail laws.
Yeah, it's this infection. It's woke progressiveness. It's a bizarre infection that nobody gets punished for anything. And it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's really no intellectual basis for this other than we shouldn't have prisons anymore. And a lot of the driving forces are organizations that believe prisons ought to be abolished, as well as the police, obviously. Well, how do you debate that? How do you work with that?
And they have these programs that they run now. So they put in what happened sort of like in an algorithm. And because this man, I guess, didn't have any priors, it comes out no bail. Even though he wanted to stab to death somebody, you're done.
I mean, Zeldin responded very quickly. If he hadn't, he might have gotten his throat cut.
Yeah.
But Zeldin had a quick reaction. That's what saved him.
Probably because he's running on a big anti-crime platform. He's probably always on alert for something like this to happen. And in fact, Zeldin said, I'll bet you this guy's out on no bail. He goes, I was right. Within hours, he found out that was the case.
And they actually let him out on no bail. You would have thought, right? This a candidate gets attacked in public. They got video of it. He says he's going to get let go. And you would have think somebody would have said, you know, why don't we at least make, you know, come up with some token reason to hold him overnight?
They this should help Zeldin's poll numbers, because anybody that sees this and then reads the guy was released.
Right. Why would you vote? He's running against Kathy Hochul, who's the woman who replaced Andrew Cuomo, disgraced Andrew Cuomo. So she's a nobody from the Buffalo area, but she just became an accidental governor and is leading in the polls. But New York has elected Republican governors in the past. It happens every once in a while. And at this moment, this should be the campaign here, because this is what life is for a lot of people. Just random attacks. I saw something on the Nextdoor app today in the neighborhood. Somebody posted, and they had photos of this. A guy wandered in through their backsliding door. They'd opened up the backsliding door just to get some fresh air. And a guy walks in dripping blood.
Oh.
And he tries to attack somebody in the house, and they beat him off, and then he wanders out through the front door and starts wandering down the street. And the man of the house gets into a car and tails him for 45 minutes, slowly, because the guy was just stumbling around, calls the police. The police didn't show up for an hour. This is on the West Side. Police did not
show
up for an hour.
You really are on your own. No wonder people are arming up.
And he had photos of the bloodstains on the floor. He doesn't know how the guy got hurt. He doesn't know what the guy wanted. He must have been, you know, completely whacked out on drugs and didn't know what he was doing.
All right. When we come back, our guest will be Tracy Hernandez. She's the founding CEO of the Los Angeles County Business Federation, otherwise known as BizFed. They have told the LA County Health Department and Barbara Ferrer, we don't want this new, or rather this repeated indoor mask mandate coming back. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show and Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.